Montana Governor Greg John Forte signs 3 pro-life bills, Life is Precious. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 27, 2021. Montana Governor Greg John Forte, R., signed into law Monday 3 pro-life bills that several Republican women carried through the state legislature. Life is precious and ought to be protected, John Forte tweeted. Today, I proudly signed into law bills to protect the life of our most vulnerable, the unborn. The governor signed legislation that will ban abortions past the 20th week of gestation, when scientists say unborn babies can experience pain. The other bills will require health professionals to offer pregnant women an opportunity to view an ultrasound prior to having an abortion and require abortion-inducing drugs to be administered in person rather than through telemedicine. It's a promising day, a day that will go down in our state's history as we defend life, John Forte said, thanking Republican reps Lois Shelton Galloway, Amy Regier, and Sharon Grief for following the bills through the Montana legislature. We have waited 48 years to see our governor in Montana sign this bill. Sheldon Galloway, who sponsored the measure to ban abortions after 20 weeks of gestation, said, as reported by the Associated Press, AP. Sheldon Galloway referred to the marked pro-life shift in Montana with John Forte in the governor's seat following the state's many years under Democrat governors who vetoed attempts to pass previous pro-life legislation passed by Republican lawmakers. According to AP, Caitlin Borgman, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, commented in January, using the abortion industry's narrative that aborting an unborn baby is the equivalent of medical care for women, that the bills represent the worst kind of government overreach, placing the government between patients and the medical care they deserve. Republicans have plowed ahead despite clear warning that the bills are unconstitutional and will be challenged in court, she claimed. The Montana legislature also passed a measure that would place on the ballot the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act, which, if approved by voters of the state, would require abortion providers to care for infants who survive botched abortions.